is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is easily the worst global health emergency the WHO has faced. Monday, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world could manage to beat it, but only with strict adherence to health measures, from wearing masks to avoiding crowds. He praised Canada, China, Germany, and South Korea for controlling outbreaks. Right now, almost 649,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is nearing 147,000 in the United States and is more than 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million people worldwide, 4.2 million in the U.S., and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed cases. Spain's foreign minister says her country is safe for tourists, responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to its citizens visiting Spain. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. A year ago, Britain's made up about a fifth of foreign visitors to Spain. France and Norway are among countries that also warned about traveling to Spain. Global airline body, the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, criticized Britain's snap decision to reimpose coronavirus quarantine measures on travelers from Spain as a severe blow to recovery hopes that was disproportionate to health risks. The IATA said in an emailed statement Monday, "This is a big setback for consumer confidence that is essential to drive a recovery." This is VOA News. Monday, Indonesia reported its total number of coronavirus cases had topped 100,000 as the president urged officials handling the outbreak to retain an, quote, aura of crisis, end quote, in a country with the most infections and deaths in East Asia. The new milestone comes a week after President Joko Widodo overhauled Indonesia's COVID-19 committee to focus on economic recovery along with health aspects. Moderna, Inc. said Monday it has started a U.S. government-backed late-stage trial to assess its COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The project uses about 30,000 adults who do not have the respiratory illness caused by the new coronavirus. The trial, named COVE, is the first to be implemented under the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed that aims to accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of therapeutics and vaccines for COVID-19. The company said the main goal of the study will be prevention of the symptomatic COVID-19 disease. U.S. Marines in dress uniform lowered the American flag at the U.S. consulate in Chengdu, China, Monday, and Chinese authorities entered the building as Beijing carried out a retaliatory closure of the mission. Relations have deteriorated in recent weeks in an intensifying standoff between Washington and Beijing, with the Chengdu mission ordered to shut in retaliation for the forced closure of the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. Beijing confirmed the consulate closed at 10 a.m. local time Monday. A State Department spokesman told AFP the mission's diplomats and their dependents would leave China by August 27th. The Ukrainian army said Monday Moscow-backed separatists breached a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine just hours after it began. The separatists deny the accusation. The ceasefire came into force midnight Sunday and had been agreed last week by negotiations from Ukraine, Russia, and the International Monitor Group, OSCE. The Ukrainian army said an order had been issued to comply with a, quote, full and comprehensive ceasefire, end quote. The head of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, Monday urged his fellow leaders to take strong decisions on Mali during a video summit intended to resolve the country's political crisis. During the virtual summit, presidents of the 15-nation West African bloc, of which Mali is a member, are discussing ways to defuse tensions between the opposition and the president. A New Zealand court Monday jailed a Samoan chief for trafficking and enslaving 13 people, including a child, for 25 years after the country's first conviction in such a case. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. VOA.